Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pedro Noguera is dean of the Rossier School of Education at USC, but now he's got a new responsibility as a member of the U.S. Department of Education's Committee on the Use of Artificial Intelligence in Education.
It's to help figure out how AI can be used effectively in schools. He writes about it in an op-ed piece for The Hill. Pedro Noguera is with us now to talk about it. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the first time we heard about AI in schools was when, you know, ChatGPT and other generative AI programs started being used by college students, maybe to write their papers and complete some of their work and all that kind of stuff. But eventually, when the novelty of it wears off and, you know, people using it for nefarious reasons, it can be a useful tool in schools. What are some of the use cases you're making for using it in schools?
Oh, it can be a great way to help teachers in developing lesson plans, in providing feedback to students. You know, that one of the things that always is a challenge for teachers and faculty is just being the grading. And this allows them to give more precise, detailed feedback to students. And it also is a great way to provide training to teachers, professional development. So there are a lot of really good uses for AI in education.
Well, you just wrote an op-ed, it was in The Hill, and it said, if the pace of AI development isn't tracked, really, or applied properly, it'll widen the divide of inequality in learning. How so?
Well, it's a question of who has access and how do we ensure that the access is equitable. As we saw during the pandemic, online learning was essential for millions of kids throughout the United States, but not everybody had good internet. Some kids were doing work off of their phones, and obviously that's not the best way in which to do your schoolwork. And so what we've seen is the gaps in learning are wider for poor kids, disadvantaged kids. And my concern is that unless measures are taken now, those kinds of disparities will grow as AI becomes more available.
So how do you propose making sure that AI is being used as a tool to help students all across the board? What do you plan to get done, or what kind of legislation might need to happen to make sure all kids, no matter what socioeconomic status they're in, get this advantage?
Well, we're going to have to make sure that regulators, the policymakers, step in to make sure that there is controls put in and build partnerships with the tech companies who are making a lot of money right now to ensure that they are not just treating schools as consumers, but as partners. And so that we can make sure that the technology is available. If these companies work with educational institutions, and that includes universities, I think we have the ability to use this as a way to drive learning and expand opportunity.
All right. That sounds like a pretty ominous, I agree with you, But it sounds like a pretty ominous task. How do you take those first steps to try to make that happen?
Well, you know, under the Clinton administration, several decades ago, we saw the government step in to expand access to computers and to the internet. We need similar investments. But here, you know, the tech companies need, it needs a public-private partnership because they stand to benefit from financially from these investments. So they should also be making the investment to ensure access.
And of course, you know, getting that technology in there, you said, it's going to basically take a village. You're going to need the, you know, the tech industry and the companies to be able to step up and provide these types of services. But what about training for teachers as well? Because teachers and educators are going to have to learn how to implement this technology so that it is maximized for the students and their learning.
And that's a very important point, because as we know now, young people are quicker at using and adapting to the technology than older people typically. So we have to put more resources into training teachers and professors, both on how to use it, but also how to ensure there's no plagiarism and copyright infringements and intellectual property is protected. So, you know, that's, again, where regulation is needed, but you also need investments in people, in our faculty, to make sure that they are up to speed.
All right. Pedro Noguera is the dean of the Russier School of Education at USC. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.